This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state is close to buying a piece of land south of downtown Denver that is vital to several big transportation projects. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Union Pacific Railroad closed its 60-acre Burnham Yard 5 years ago, and it sat empty ever since. CDOT says that site could help it expand nearby Interstate 25 and allow for downtown entry for a planned Front Range passenger rail line. An RTD could use a slice to add more tracks to the most congested part of its light rail network. A handful of state agencies are pooling money to come up with the $55 million purchase price. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado's two U.S. senators want to make it a little easier for students to apply for one of the country's service academies. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Colorado students who want to go to a service academy need a nomination from a member of Congress. Senator Michael Bennett says he and John Hickenlooper will work together to try to create a more streamlined process. They hope to require the same paperwork and documents from students no matter which academy they hope to go to, and it would also mean students only have to sit for one interview. Applications for nominations are due this fall, with each senator's office able to recommend 10 students to each academy. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Water officials say big Western reservoirs will fall to historically low levels. New forecasts from the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation show less Colorado River water will fill Lake Powell and Lake Mead. The agency says that by next year, Lake Mead could be low enough to threaten hydropower at Hoover Dam. This is CPR News.